I hope you guys are awesome. Wherever you are, have a great day, okay guys? Right now it's 1:30 here in India, and since yesterday there was a silence features you could see in my city, because on 1st of January something happened in my city that was really scary. There were riots over here, and that was the riot which caused a stop of the work, stoppage of work. Nobody was going outside the house. The doors, the shed of the shop were closed, and there was nothing. So that was because 200 years back something had happened in Koregaon Bhima, a city in Pune. Yeah, and the Britishers and the people have fought with the Peshwas, and that's why they won at that time, and they are making their anniversary sort of right now. And even I don't know what happened, but there was something instability throughout my state, and I was feeling very, very scary. People, I just don't know why all this stuff happens. What actually goes into the mind of the people to do and to initiate such riots? Why to talk about this? Let's talk about world as well. We all love peace, right? The citizens of US and North Korea also love what? Peace, right? Who wants war? Nobody. Yeah, so I genuinely feel that even there are so many misunderstandings in the nations worldwide between them, few things, I mean a lot in fact, can be solved if you sit together, talk and negotiate something and get to a conclusion which will have something peaceful for each one of us, right? That's what I'm thinking. I would like to know your thoughts, if whatever you may have, but let me know. Just on Instagram, you can get in touch with me on April_autumn12. We could talk on this. People, even you see some violent acts around you, you shouldn't get into that stuff, okay? You should start and have initiation or initiative of stopping it right there. Try to stop the violent act right there, because the consequences you will see later will be very bad for everybody. Okay, this is happening here in my city. This too have the consequences to the girls and boys living in other states or other parts of the country or the other nations as well. All these riots, the unstable, the unforeseen contingency, whatever the man-made hazards, are affecting the economy worldwide, if you see, right? So I'm just feeling terrible, scary when I see this stuff on TV and all. I get goosebumps and I just can't help it, but I'm very angry and scared at the same time. God, I hope everything will be fine and there will be peace all over the world. Yeah, and this riots, when they take place, the political people, the agencies, the police people switch off the internet connection for not spreading the rumors around. Yeah, so I feel that it affects everybody, from the kid to the... Yeah, so I'm feeling the same way that this net connections are stopped. There is curfew all over, and schools and colleges are being closed. And that's so stupid. I think that this violent act shouldn't be so stupid. I'm just not getting what I'm trying to say, but it feels so bad actually. It feels terrible. Yeah. So I feel that there will be peace and we all will stand for peace. Let there be peace all over the world for every boy and girl when we love and understanding all around. This was the hymn we used to sing in my school, at my school. I'm just loving it. Yeah. Now, right now, I'm sipping the cup of tea. That's my favorite beverage. People, do let me know what you do when you are having a conversation with yourself, either in the morning, in the afternoon, or in the evening, or before sleep, or after waking up. Right that moment, do you have coffee or do you have tea or you don't have anything? I know there are many people who don't have nothing when they wake up. People, how do you keep fresh all day long without having tea or intaking caffeine in your body, huh? Let me know, okay? I was just getting into the stuff like this. Bye. Have a nice day. Keep in touch. Stay in touch. Be happy and be a badass woman you could be, guys. Ta-da. Hi. I hope you guys are awesome. Wherever you are, have a great day, okay, guys? Right now it's 1:30 here in India, and since yesterday, there was a silence features you could see in my city, because on 1st of January, something happened in my city that was really scary. There were riots over here, and that was the riot which caused very a stop of the work, stoppage of work. Nobody was going outside the house. The doors, the shed of the shop were closed, and there was nothing. So that was because 200 years back something had happened in Koregaon Bhima, a city in Pune. Yeah, and the Britishers and the people have fought with the Peshwas, and that's why they won at that time, and they are making their anniversary sort of right now. And even I don't know what happened, but there was something instability throughout my state, and I was feeling very, very scary. People, I just don't know why all this stuff happen, what actually goes into the mind of the people to do and to initiate such riots. Why to talk about this? Let's talk about world as well. We all love peace, right? The citizens of US and North Korea also love what? Peace, right? Who wants war? Nobody. Yeah, so I genuinely feel that even there are so many misunderstandings in the nations worldwide between them, few things, I mean a lot in fact, can be solved if you sit together, talk and negotiate something and get to a conclusion which will have something peaceful for each one of us, right? That's what I'm thinking. I would like to know your thoughts, if whatever you may have, but let me know. Just on Instagram, you can get in touch with me on April_autumn12. We could talk on this. People, even you see some violent acts around you, you shouldn't get into that stuff, okay? You should start and have initiation or initiative of stopping it right there. Try to stop the violent act right there, because the consequences you will see later will be very bad for everybody. Okay, this is happening here in my city. This too have the consequences to the girls and boys living in other states or other parts of the country or the other nations as well. All these riots, the unstable, the unforeseen contingency, whatever the man-made hazards, are affecting the economy worldwide, if you see, right? So, I'm just feeling terrible, scary, when I see this stuff on TV and all. I get goosebumps and I just can't help it, but I'm very angry and scared at the same time. God, I hope everything will be fine and there will be peace all over the world. Yeah, and these riots, when they take place, the political people, the agencies, the police people switch off the internet connection for not spreading the rumors around. Yeah, so I feel that it affects everybody from the kid to the... Yeah, so I'm feeling the same way that this net connections are stopped. There is curfew all over and schools and colleges are being closed, and that's so stupid. I think that this violent act shouldn't be so stupid. I'm just not getting what I'm trying to say, but it feels so bad actually. It feels terrible. Yeah, so I feel that there will be peace and we all will stand for peace. Let there be peace all over the world for every boy and girl. When we love and understanding all around. This was the hymn we used to sing in my school, at my school. I'm just loving it. Yep. Now, right now, I'm sipping the cup of tea. That's my favorite beverage. People, do let me know what you do when you are having a conversation with yourself, either in the morning, in the afternoon, or in the evening, or before sleep, or after waking up, right that moment. Do you have coffee or do you have tea or you don't have anything? I know there are many people who don't have nothing when they wake up. People, how do you keep fresh all day long without having tea or intaking caffeine in your body, huh? Let me know, okay? I was just getting into the stuff like this. Bye. Have a nice day. Keep in touch. Stay in touch. Be happy and be a badass woman you could be. Guys, ta-da.